From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. Today's topic is the early blue violet from the notebook of botanist Kathleen Sace. Native dune prairie species include early blue violet, a common member of native coastal dune prairies. Violets linger in a few remnant meadows in our area, no longer abundant, competing for space with introduced pasture grasses and daisies, their seedlings munched regularly by introduced slugs and snails, with houses, roads, lawns built on them instead of meadows. Even fire reduction has impacted violet meadows. Why care? A now rare dune butterfly lays its eggs on the leafy crowns of the early blue violet. As this violet dwindled, so did the Oregon silver spot butterfly, which prefers early blue violet as its egg host plant. All butterflies are somewhat specific to the plants they prefer for egg laying. They will nectar on many different flowers, but eggs are set only on certain species. Ants move the seeds around. As a group, violets have seeds with a small, tasty food body attached at one end. Ants gather the seeds, eat them, drop the seeds off on the way to the nest, and so spread violet seeds to new places. Violets don't just rely on ants. They also have explosive seed pods, which at the right stage of ripeness open rapidly, flinging seeds a few feet from the parent plant. This is the one reason why gathering violet seeds has been difficult. Pods ripen quickly and toss seeds. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.